You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Thank you, my man. Very good. Some of you brought your Bibles. And if you did, if you'll turn with me to the book of Daniel, Old Testament, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. If you would like to turn there and you don't have a Bible, we'll let you have one if you lift your hand. Anybody like a Bible? Let me say this about, never take anybody's word for the Bible. Take the Bible's word for the Bible. No, don't take my word. Goodness, I've lied to more people than it's in here tonight. So have you. And then there's times that I've just been wrong. I wasn't lying. I just mistaken. So take advantage and look it up in the Bible. We're going to read quite a few verses tonight to kind of get this entire picture. It's a very interesting story in the book of Daniel. Daniel was a young Jewish boy that when Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king of Babylon and was the first worldwide empire that was ever on earth, ever in history, was the Babylonian Empire, and Nebuchadnezzar was the head of that empire. He ruled the world. And he's the one who destroyed the temple at Jerusalem and took all of the good stuff out of it, the gold, the silver, all of the things in there. And he also took all of the good people out of Israel, the young men and women, and took them back to Babylon to train them up in the Babylonian ways of doing things. One of those young men was named Daniel. And Daniel got the king's attention very quick. This is the same Daniel that was thrown into the lion's den and spent the night sleeping with the lions. He interpreted dreams for Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar elevated him to in the top three in the empire. But as the way of all flesh, Nebuchadnezzar died. And he was succeeded by his son, Belshazzar. Belshazzar was typical, spoiled, rich kid who took over the kingdom, and that's where we're going to begin tonight. In chapter 5, it said, Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines may drink therein. Now, let me just say here kind of a word of warning. I believe you can do a lot of things and God won't call you on the carpet immediately. But you start messing with God's stuff, and you get on that carpet pretty quick. I think if they'd just been partying and left the vessels of the temple alone, they might still be partying. But when he went for the vessels of God, and we'll see that he did that in mockery and in disrespect and in rebellion, then God will begin to move. Well, let us go on here. Verse 4, they drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood and stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. I want to talk to you tonight about, can you read God's handwriting? Some of us got good handwriting and some of us don't. Sometime after my handwriting gets cold, it's hard to read. I have to go back into some notes I made inside of my Bible, and some of them fast. I have to get a magnifying glass out sometime even just to read them and say, what was I trying to say here? What I'm thinking. But God does some writing. Can you read God's writing? And there's two types of reading. We can read the words and we can read for comprehension. And we're going to see that both of them are involved here. So then the king's countenance, verse 6, was changed and his thoughts troubled him so that the joints of his loins were loosed and his knees smote one against another. This guy realizes that there's a problem and his knees begin to knock. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, "Whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be third ruler in the kingdom." That's all the devil's craft ever think about. If you'll do something for me, I'll give you a whole bunch of stuff. Give you a whole bunch of money. Pay you off. Then came in all the king's wise men in verse 8, but they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spake and said, "O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man." There is a man. She was the only person that realized that there was a man of God, because she remembered what he did for Nebuchadnezzar. She remembered what Daniel had interpreted, the dreams, the things he'd done that nobody else could do. She remembered that. How often we've got Belshazzar should have remembered that. He knew better. But she said, "There's a man. There's a guy that can do it in the kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And that the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he'll show you the interpretation." Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, "Art thou that Daniel which are the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry? I have even heard of thee, that the spirits of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee, that thou can make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now if thou can read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet, and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let thy gifts be to thyself. Keep your stuff. Give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation. O thou king, the most high God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and language trembled and feared before him. Whom he would, he slew, and whom he would, he kept alive, and whom he would, he set up, and whom he would, he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like unto beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and he appointed over it whomsoever he will." Just a little aside here, for 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar crawled around on his hands and feet like an animal and lived like an animal because of his pride. God warned him about that. He went ahead and was proud. Now notice verse 22. "And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, has not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all of this, but has lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, thy concubines, have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold and brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. This is the writing that was written. Many, many, tekel, upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Many. God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Peres, the kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet, put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him, that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. Now notice the next verse. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. Didn't make it the morning. I'm going to give you just some quick pointers here. Three things about Belshazzar. Belshazzar knew better. It's not like he's made a mistake. It's not like he didn't know what he was doing. He knew better. Verse 22, he said, though thou knewest all of this, this is what Daniel says to him, you've not humbled thyself before God, though you knew about all this. So it's not like we didn't know. Well, how many times we said, I didn't know. That's why one of the first things we need to learn is ignorance is no excuse of the law. I didn't know. Second thing about Belshazzar is he did it willfully. He said, you've praised, that's a willful act, you've praised the God of silver, the God of gold. You've praised all these other gods and forgotten the God. He did it willfully. And thirdly, he did it on purpose. He said, you've lifted up thyself against God. Let me tell you, you need to leave God's stuff out of it. Bible said, I would that you were hot or cold, because you're lukewarm. You're straddling the fence. One leg in, one leg out. We want a Bible when we get incarcerated. I need a Bible. We wear crosses around our neck. We'll buy a WWJD bracelet. What would Jesus do? But in none of this has checked our lives. We keep lying, cheating, and stealing, and living our way. And we're either going to do it God's way, or we're going to do it our way. And we can quote all the scripture we want to quote. We can talk about all of the good things we do, and how long we've been clean. And until Jesus Christ is ruling our heart, we're just spitting in the wind, people. I'm telling you, this is what Belshazzar did. Let me tell you one thing about Daniel. A lot of things we could talk about Daniel, but I want you to get this one point. He could read God's writing. Can you? Think about that a minute. Here's a man that could read God's writing. When things happen, and they don't just do that by accident. Do you know the word luck and accident's not in the Bible? Either one of those words? Can you read God's writing? What's he telling you? What's he dealing with you about? And don't tell me he's not, because every one of you, know when God's dealing with you, and whether you admit it to anybody else or not, he's dealing with you. Only one person in this whole group remembered about Daniel. But they remembered he was a man that could read God's writing. If there's anything I'd like to achieve, it would be to know this book. Read God's writing. And then, what did God write to Belshazzar? He gave him three things. Verse 26, he said, meaning God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Here's what he said to Belshazzar. It's over. It's over. Tonight's the night. It's over. There used to be a guy that, and he was a friend. He got saved in prison. He did a long time in prison, over 15 years flat, some of that ag seg. He got right with God and then got to being too successful and got away from God. I knew he'd been back in jail. I knew he'd been picked up on a DWI. What I didn't know, that he'd had a bad car wreck, I didn't know that. I got a letter from him yesterday. He's in the Middleton unit. And he shared with me a story that was fascinating. He said, Leland, I heard them pronounce me dead twice. He said, I couldn't say a word, but I heard every word they said. And he was giving the itemized accounts of what was taking place. His daughter came up, and he remembered them telling her, since she was a minor, she would not be able to identify the body. One of the officers said, just call it in. He's gone. He had no pulse in his neck or in his hand. He was gone. And he went into a lot of other things that I would have done too. This time he said, I'm going to make it. He said, God left me here for a reason. See, God could have said, it's over. Here's a man that knows that God's given him one more chance. Very obvious of what he's been through. The second thing in verse 27, he said, they're weighed in the balances and found wanting. Here's what he said. He said, it's over and you're lost. First he said, it's over. They said, it's over and you're lost. You're weighed in the balances and found wanting. What would you do to get to heaven? Jesus asked this question. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? He said, what would profit a man if he gains the whole world? And you and I'd like to do that. Everybody in here's got a want list that we'd like to have. And if we had this, we'd do this. And he said, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What would you trade for your soul? Because there's coming a time in each of our lives that we will be right here. We're going to leave this world. He said, it's over, and you're lost, Belshazzar. And then look at verse 28. Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Here's what he said. First he said, it's over. Then he said, you're lost. And now he said, somebody else gets your stuff. Let me ask you a question. And most of you don't have much stuff. TDC's got a way of losing your stuff. And some of you didn't get here with much stuff. But what happens to your stuff when you're gone? Who's going to be wearing your boots? Who wore your t-shirt? Who will wear that shirt you really enjoy? Who will have your hat or your cap? Who's going to take that? See, somebody, they're either going to trash can it or give it to somebody. We don't get to take anything with us. Nobody's ever seen a hearse going down the street with a U-Haul behind it. Don't get to take that. He said, Somebody else is getting your kingdom, man. Somebody else is going to get your girlfriend. Somebody else is going to get your check that you got coming. Well, man, I got a check down here to all countries. I get paid Friday. I got a check. Well, you don't get it if you die. Somebody else gets it. Hey. God said, Belshazzar, you're lost. It's over. And somebody else is taking your stuff. Now let me ask you this very simple question. What is God writing to you? See, He cared enough about you to send Jesus Christ to die for your sin. So I don't ever want to hear from anybody, God doesn't love me. All you have to do is go back to Calvary and stand on that hill and look at those crosses and look at that middle one and know that God that created this earth and the beautiful heavens loved you because He gave His Son. I don't know of another person to do that. I have three boys. I wouldn't give a one of them for you. I wouldn't give one of my sons for the other son. But God gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what He's writing to you. See, you can miss the handwriting on the wall and take the handwriting in the book and get to heaven. Let's bow our heads. You're here tonight. And maybe you're a church member and maybe you aren't. Maybe you're clean and sober and maybe you aren't. Maybe you do good deeds and maybe you don't. But you're here tonight and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. I'm not talking about being baptized. I'm not talking about joining church. I'm not talking about going to meetings. I'm talking about trusting Christ. You have never put your heart and soul in the hand of Jesus Christ and said, Lord, I want to be saved. I believe You died for my sins and I trust You as my Savior. For somehow you dismissed that, skipped that, but you say, Leland, to be honest with you, that's something I've never done. Would you slip your hand up while heads are bowed and eyes are closed? I want to pray for you. I want to pray that you get that done tonight. The first one, I've never done that. I've done a lot of other things, but I've never done that. Would you just slip your hand up? Now then, you're here tonight, and you know God's been writing you. You know God's been talking to you. And you know what it is you need to do. Maybe it's come and trust Christ as Savior. Maybe it's come and say, Lord, I'm turning my life over to You. Lord, You've given me one more chance. I don't want to mess it up. I want to do the best I can. I want You to come and pray right down here. We're going to stand to our feet. Heads are still bowed. Eyes closed. I'm going to pray. And then Brother Doug's going to sing, Lord, I'm coming home. And I want You to come right then. Our Father, we ask You blessings on the next few minutes, that everybody in here would read their handwriting on the wall and do what You'd have them to do. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Brother Doug. Come on. Coming home. Our precious Heavenly Father, we thank You for those that are here tonight. We pray that Your Holy Spirit may lay this message on the heart of everybody here and that we'd respond to You. Father, we pray that You'd be with each of us as we go. Protect us, watch over us, And those that didn't make the decision that you told them to make, we pray they'll have another chance. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Freshman bar is open.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.